We have come to most probably the most famous Shir Malos. Shir Malos v'Ma'amakim Korasicho Hashem. This is the tefillah that we all say when we feel we're in the depths, we have reached a low point, whether it be physical tzoros or spiritual tzoros. And the important thing is that David HaMelech is saying, when I feel that I've reached this level, I'm in the dark. Koresicha Hashem. I call out to you, Hashem. He doesn't say, Koresicha Elikim, which is Midas Adin, even though the person may be going through Midas Adin, or he feels a distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of his Averis. Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is the Midas HaRachamim. And that we know for sure. The Midas HaRachamim is always there. Hashem is waiting for us to call to him, to arouse the Midas HaRachamim through our tefillah. Tefillah is called Rachmi, Belashon Chazal, because it automatically arouses Rachmim. We may not see it immediately, but it always works. Sometimes it happens within a short period of time. It could take 10 and 20 years, but it works, as we will see. Continues David HaMelech. Yes, I feel I'm in the Ma'amakim, in the depths. I'm calling to Hashem. Now he changes the name of Hashem from the Midzah Rachmim to Adonai Yishimo B'Koli Tiyenos Rechkash Uvois Kol Tachanu Noi. The Shem Adnis is not the Midas HaRachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the fact that he's the master controlling the physical world that we live in. And he's saying that I recognize presently I'm going through the Hanog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is dealing with me, not with the Midas HaRachmim. And therefore I'm saying, even so, please hear my voice. What type of voice? L'koil tachanu noi. This is an important thing for a Jew always to recognize. I'm not asking that Hashem, you owe me anything. Oh, I did so many mitzvahs, I did this. No. Tachanu noi. I'm asking for tachanunim. I have nothing of my own. I want your midas matnas chinam. That's what even the greatest of all Jews, Moshe Rabbeinu, v'eschanan el Hashem, he asked for matnas chinam. Because we know that no matter how many mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim we did, we're way far away from being perfect, and we still need the rachman of Hashem. And then he's being more honest with himself. When a person is in a state that he needs a Yeshua, and he thinks that, oh, I'm such a great person, why isn't Hashem taking care of me? That's just marbe, the Midas Adin. And like we said, he's turning with tachanunim, and then he says, im avoynes tishmor ko, Hashem mi amoyd. Once again, these are shamus that of the limited chasod of the Midas Adin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, Hashem, you watch over every aveira I do, I won't be able to stand up. And I recognize that I have aveiras. And I know that apidecha, hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way Hashem deals with the world, that should cause me to lose everything. But even so, I know that your Midas HaRachmi remains. Ki imcha aslicha lamanti varei. I know that you always have the Midas Slicha to forgive. Lamanti varei means so that people should have Yir Shemaim. What does it have to do with the Slicha, Yir Shemaim? The idea is like this. One of the biggest Yetzaharas a person could have is the Yetzahar of giving up, despair. Person says, oh, I did so many Averis, there's no hope. And that caused the person not to have Yir Shemaim, because I'm too far away. That's what the person is saying. Wherever I am in the depths, I may be in the depths of Averis, doing terrible Averis. I'm having tzoros in my life. But I know that I can always come back to you, and I am coming back to you. Because Hashem wants it to be a relationship of Yir Shemaim. We should appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, He's Solech and Averis, so we shouldn't ever give up hope, and we should know no matter how many Averis we have done, we just turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we will refresh our relationship the way it should be. Givisi Hashem kivsonashi l'tvoi hoicholti. This is a double lotion. Kivisa Hashem kivsonashi l'tvoi hoicholti. The Malbim says that there's a difference between the term of tikva and the term of yichul. These are two terms that I'm hoping that will happen. Kivisi kivsonashi is a lotion of tikva, and yicholti is a lotion of yichul. Today we'll just discuss the term of tikva. The Malbim says tikva is something that I'm hoping it will happen, but I don't know 100% it will happen. That's the way the Malbim explains it. So when a person needs a Yeshua, he doesn't know if what he's asking for will happen. But he does know that Hashem will save him one way or the other. So even if a person asks for something specific, and we're entitled to do so, that's a whole Shemoneh Esrei, it's about that. I'm saying, I'm turning to you because Kvisi Hashem, you are the Midas HaRachmim, Kivsa Nafshi. What I'm specifically asking for, I'm hoping it will happen. The yichul that I know will happen is what you decide that's best for me, that I know for sure will happen. So either way I go, I will have the best. I'm hoping it'll go this way, and if it doesn't go this way, the other way will also be good for me, because I know that's the best thing that can happen to me, what Hashem wants. We will continue next time. This is the beginning, this first half of this famous mizmah of Klal Yisrael, an individual who's in a hard situation, feels he's down in the depths, whether physically or spiritually. He knows clearly the Midas HaRachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with him, and Hashem just wants us to turn to him and never give up, and know that we don't know what the Yeshua will be, and we're hoping in whatever way we're hoping, but the Yeshua will come for sure, because Hashem's Midas HaRachem is waiting for us. If we need to do tshuva, all we have to do is turn to Hashem, and he's always there for us. He wants to give us that opportunity to be chozer b'tshuva. And we have physical needs also. With Dvorah Cholto, he promises us he will keep us, he will sustain us as individuals and as all of Klal Yisrael.